A conservation group yesterday named the St. Johns River to its annual list of the most threatened rivers in the nation. American River said the state's longest river could be robbed of much of its water in a misguided attempt to, quote, quench the unending thirst of out-of-control development in Florida. Andrew Folland is vice president for conservation at American Rivers. He told WMNF why taking the water out of the St. Johns would be so dangerous.
Taking water from a river contributes to, especially one like the St. Johns, can contribute to exacerbating pollution because there's less water to dilute the pollution that enters into our rivers and streams. And it also threatens to increase the percentage of salt water that's in the estuary, and that has an impact on water supply, and it also has an impact on the ecosystem there.
You say in the report it could also be calamitous for the people who depend on the waterway every day to basically put money in their pockets and food on the table.
Yeah, absolutely. The St. Johns is an American Heritage River. It's a nationally recognized river, and it's one that the people in that part of Florida have come to rely on as a part of their identity, and it really is an important part of their economy.
Now, the St. Johns River Water Management District has been critical of the report. Kirby Green, who's the Water Management District Executive, said there's nothing scientific or objective about your report, and that it moves an important discussion out of the rational and into the emotional.
Well, of course, water is an emotional subject because we all rely on it. And I think, you know, the fact of the matter is that we're calling for rational decisions here. We're asking for the board of governors to step back and actually evaluate how water is being used, and rather than making a rash decision of a $4 billion investment in a water withdrawal project, instead they really ought to be making investments in using water more efficiently and questioning the need for the water, additional water in the first place.
Now, Andrew, in terms of your group acknowledging that this river and the others in your list are endangered, would you acknowledge that maybe that all of that is based purely on science, but maybe on other economic and social factors involved?
Well, we base our report on a wide variety of factors. The most important is that each of the rivers on our list are confronted with a decision that's going to affect the fate of that river, the future of that river, and so that's the critical first question that we ask. And then we ask, what are the impacts and what's the magnitude of the impact and is it significant? And the third question is this a river of regional or national significance? And the St. Johns met all three of those criteria without question. And it's a competition for this list, and it's a dubious distinction, to be sure, but we picked the St. Johns among dozens of other applicants.
As you list in your report, Seminole County has already submitted its permit request to draw water from the river, and several other counties are preparing to do the same. You say the board, the St. Johns River Water Management District, should deny these permits. What should happen after that?
Well, I think that an aggressive effort needs to be put in place to foster and facilitate better water management through efficiency and conservation. There are a lot of strategies that we can employ that maintain or even enhance people's day-to-day lifestyles that can really reduce the amount of water that we rely on. And, of course, with climate change looming over us, the forecasts are for many more prolonged and intense droughts in the future, and we need to buffer ourselves from those kinds of threats by being a lot more efficient about the water that we use.